Operation Iraqification? Question mark. With Iraqi resistance now causing U.S. helicopters to plummet to earth, with casualties now exceeding 400, the U.S. has announced both an exit strategy and a proposed date for the exit. The strategy? What the White House calls the Iraqification of the armed forces. The date? Around June 2004, when its hand-picked council will stage some sort of electoral process. As one who remembers the 1960s, the term Iraqification stirred up a host of memories of the Vietnam War. When U.S. forces suffered heavy losses from Vietnamese nationalists, and after the dramatic and unexpected Tet Offensive, the White House called for a drawdown of U.S. forces and promoted a process called the Vietnamization of the War. What this meant, in theory, was U.S. support and arming of the South Vietnamese Army, who would fight and die against their North Vietnamese adversaries. In fact, this meant political support for the Vietnam War was falling so quickly that the administration adopted a stopgap measure, a war with few or no U.S. casualties. It was the nearest the White House came to proclaiming, "We're tired of our guys dying for you Vietnamese. Now it's your turn." Now, they didn't say this publicly, of course. They didn't say it because it was unpolitic. In the latter days of the Nixon regime, John Calkins, the head of a U.S. congressional committee, toured South Vietnam and reported, quote, "The South Vietnamese Army shows every sign of being an effective and spirited security force," unquote. That's in Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States. Of course, they crumbled in the face of their northern opponents, and Vietnamization was revealed as a smokescreen for U.S. defeat and withdrawal. Now, what does Iraqification mean? That the cost of nation-building is too high? That democratization means the setting up of rump, unrepresentative, yet friendly to Western businesses, governments, like the so-called council? We don't have to be in Baghdad to know that no matter what the so-called council says, the vote of one man, Paul Bremer, the so-called American administrator, overrules them all. Iraqification, like Vietnamization, is a political measure designed to diminish the bubbling opposition to the war back home. It isn't about Iraqis, about whom the average American could care less. It's about the American desire to stem the tide of U.S. casualties in a war that was supposedly over months ago. It's about falling polls and upcoming elections. Ultimately, it's about power and wealth, like all wars. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.